We won't be, we'll be brief tonight. You know the five B's, don't you? Be brief, brother, be brief. Amen? So we'll be brief tonight and let the Lord just have his way and see what he does tonight. But for what is your life? Have you ever thought about your life and what it is tonight? Brother Austin and Sister Jalen, as well as many of us, the greatest decision you ever made was following Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Greatest decision you've ever made. And because we have only one life, we're only going through here one time. We don't get a redo. We don't get a makeover. We don't get to come back and do something different. Once you die and you leave this walk of life, it's over. You're either heaven bound or hell bound, either one. There's no in between. There's no gray area. And we all know that everybody that lays in a casket doesn't go to heaven. Not everybody that dies go to heaven. There's still people that are going to hell, and there's still people that are going to heaven. The only difference in a person that's going to hell and a person that's going to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. Not by their righteousness, not by what they've done, not by the church that they're a member of, but what they have done with the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way that you get to heaven is through the blood of the Lamb. James 4:14, I want to give you three things tonight on for what is your life. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. James 4:14, it's what God laid on my heart, and he laid it on me to bring tonight just to share with you. The Bible says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. I'd agree with that. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds, do we? We ain't got a clue. You may be standing here today and I'll be preaching your funeral by Friday. We don't have a clue. We don't know. We don't control the breath that come in our lungs. He does. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for here it is. For what is your life? And the Bible explains it. It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, I thank you for the ones that got baptized tonight. I thank you for the ones that come to watch them be baptized. Lord, what a day that is, Father, to see somebody that has trusted you as their Lord and Savior go through the scriptural water tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless them real good. Watch over each and every one of us tonight. Lord, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but you do. You're done there. Lord God, you're done at tomorrow, and I thank you for that. Father God, and I pray tonight that as we study the portion of this word, that you would illuminate my mind. Just let me say the things that would be pleasing to you. Lord, let me uplift your name. Lord, I ask you to guard my throat, guard my prayer, to be saved before it's eternally too late. Father, we love you and we thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come up, I want to break this down with you. It's very brief tonight, but James wrote with urgency here when he wrote. When James wrote this, he wrote with urgency to really take a look at our life, to see what our life is like, to see what is going on in our life. He asked a question, for what is your life? And as I studied this and I understood it just a little bit more, he gave us three things that our life is. Number one tonight, I want to share with you that our life is short. The life that we live is short tonight. It is very short. You let somebody live to be 100 and they've not done very much compared to eternity. Life is so short in the life that we live. It says that it's even a vapor. Have you ever been in your car going down the road and a vapor come on the front windshield there and it starts fogging up and you reach over there and you cut the heater on or the air conditioner, whichever one, and it's not but a moment that vapor's gone. It was there on your window. Next thing you know, it is gone. The Bible says, if you'll turn with me there tonight, that our life is short. Psalm chapter number 90 and verse number 10. I want to show you this in the Word of God. Psalm chapter number 90 and verse number 10. I hit on this Wednesday night, and when I did, I wanted to come back tonight and share with you what was on my heart then. Life is short tonight. It is but a vapor tonight. And in Psalm chapter number 90 and verse number 10, the Bible says, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. It says that if you're 70 year old, 70 would be 60 and 10 would be 70. That is the length of life that we have. That is the length of life that we have. They say the length of life right now is somewhere around 71 year old is about the lifespan that we have. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength, he said, if they might be a reason of strength that come along, then you might be able to get 80 years. You might get to be 80. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So I see tonight that the Bible says that our life is very short, about 70 or 80 years. There's some get 90 and there's some gets more. That's not my business. That's God's business. Amen. But tonight I want you to know how urgent the hour is that we get it right, Brother Austin, and we don't live a fake life and a life that would be a failure to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we nail it down and we get it right. I see tonight, what is my life? Number one, I see that my life is short tonight. I don't have very long to live, and what I have to live, I want to give it to Jesus. But let me give you this tonight. I see that it's even a vapor. I see that it's short. But let me give you this. Not only my life is short and your life is short, but our life is special. The life that you live right now is very special because in this life, you get the opportunity to either accept Christ or reject Christ. So what you're in right now is very special. Look what he says. It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. So our life is special because it appeareth for a little time. And I thought about that. In that little time, what all we have? We have faith in God. God gives us the grain of mustard seed. He gives us that little bit of faith, enough faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We have faith in God. We have family that we love, and we have friends. And tonight, can I say to you, who loves you more than anybody? Life is so short, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, the old devil puts it in your mind that nobody loves you, nobody cares about you, and you'd be better off dead. Well, I beg to differ tonight. I know somebody that loves you tonight. And even though life is short, life is special because the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So I see tonight that life is short and life is special. And what I do with this life, I'm going to have to give an account for one day. And I want to be able to stand before my Savior and give an account for how I've lived my life. But here's the point I really want to get to, and I want to narrow it down in the way that you and I really know what's going on. Life is short, it's but a vapor. Life is special, it appeareth for a little time, and then it fadeth away. So I see it's not only is it short. Man, I tell you what, I can't hardly believe Ryder's fixing to be 2 years old. That's how short life is. Time flies. When I was in my 20s, I couldn't wait to get older. When I got in my 30s, I wished it'd slow down a little bit. Now I'm in my 40s, I'm trying to dye my hair. Can I get an amen? And by the way, sound guys, we got a meeting after church tonight. We're fixing to address some things. Now I'm playing with you. Let me give you this tonight, and here's where I'm going with this. I see life is short, life is special, but life is very serious. It's very serious. It is so serious tonight that everything hangs in the balance tonight in the life that you live. In the life that you live, it is very serious tonight. As I got to stand at that funeral this past week and got to share it with my family that I don't get to talk to very much, I shared the plan of salvation with them, how they could be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. They sat on the left side, and I got to explain that to them, and I got to tell them how serious life is. But a lot of times in the world we live in, people walk through this life, and they act like it's no big deal. They'll get it right someday. They'll get it right when they have time. They'll get it right when they feel like it. They'll get it right here, get it right there. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Life is serious. It fadeth away in this text. I see it short, it's special, and it's serious. It fadeth away. John 3:3, the Bible says, verily, verily, or surely, surely, and Jesus said unto Nicodemus, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And that is to be born again by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to have a relationship with him. He comes inside and takes residency in your life. Can I say to you tonight, when he takes residency in your life, he takes over your life. He didn't come to take sides, he came to take over, amen? So when we make Jesus Christ our Lord and we make him our Savior tonight, he don't come to take our side and pat us on the back. He come to take over our life and us to get under submission under him tonight. And here's what I want to share with you tonight about being 70-year-old. To being 70-year-old tonight and the calendar, how it looks. I want to give you this tonight. Dr. Leslie Weatherwood, in his book, Time for God. I've read this book, Time for God. I want to show you how serious life is. To the young folks in here, I know you think you got forever. To the 20-year-olds, you think you got forever. To the 30-year-olds, you think you're going to live forever. And we plan like we're going to live forever. Amen? Do you know if you paid off 2 30-year mortgages, you probably couldn't do it? If you went the whole term, 30 years, Most people get some mortgage when they're about, what, 20, 25? Say if you got it when you was 25, you put 30 on it, what are you? 55, put another 30 on it. 85. Let me give you this calendar that he did on the 11th hour. Starting at 7 in the morning to 11 at night, the 11th hour. Let me give you this. Here's the mathematical equation that he come up with for 80 years and 10, which being 70. And you see where you're at in life. Man, when I read this, and it just blowed my mind completely how close we are. This is how serious it is. From 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., this is where you'd be at in life. At the age of 15, if you're 15 years of age in this place tonight, you're at 10:25 a.m. You're at 10:25 in the morning. If you're 20-year-old in here, you're at 11:34 a.m. If you're 25, you've done went from the a.m. and you're in the p.m. stage. You're at 12:42 p.m. What is life? It's even a vapor. It's serious. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. If you're 30-year-old, you're at 1:51 p.m. Boy, it's getting serious, ain't it? Now we fix a hit on a bunch of people that's in here. If you're 35-year-old, you say, where am I at on the scale of living? If you're a 35-year-old, you're at 3 o'clock p.m. If you're a 40-year-old in this place right now, and that knocks on a lot of us in here tonight as well, you're at 4:08 p.m. Serious, ain't it? Bro, that's serious. To know my age at 43-year-old, I'm over 4 o'clock in the evening. I don't have a lot of time left, and I've not even got to the older age. I'm talking about 40 and 40. You think you're in your prime, but if you look at it to reality of 70 years or 80 years, you're serious. It's time to wake up. Man, it's time to wake up and get our heads out of the cloud and get serious with what God's called us to do. Man, life is special, and we got family that is dying, going to hell, and we need to wake up. He said it is so serious tonight, and people are just steadily falling away, dying, gone, gone, gone. You say, preacher, what are we going to do? It's time to wake up. Let me show you, if you're 45 years age, from 7 to 11, if you've done the calculation, if you're 45 years of age, if you're 45, you're at 5:16 p.m., supper time. If you're 50-year-old, you're at 6:25 p.m. I gave this at the funeral the other day. If you're at 55-year-old, you're at 7:34 p.m. If you're 60, you're at 8:42 p.m., spiritually speaking. According to 80 years, if you're at 65-year-old, and that's what everybody's looking for to retire, you're at 9:51 p.m. And if you're 70-year-old in here, you're at the 11 o'clock hour. Dead on the money, the 11 o'clock hour. How serious is it, preacher? It's that serious. It's that serious. That's how special life is. When you break it down and you look, we get 86,000 seconds a day. You get 86,000 seconds a day, and no, everybody's got the same amount, no matter if you're rich, poor, no matter what you are. That's what you've got a day, and how you use that time. It is very special. It is very serious into what God's called us to do. So I ask you tonight, what time are you at in your life? I ask you tonight, where are you at in your life tonight? Are you ready to meet God? Man, when I read that, for what is your life? I'm 43-year-old. And if you ask me, I'd say, I got a long time left. But when I look at this mathematical equation, I'm about 5:16 in the evening. The morning's passed. Noon's gone. And I'm over in the evening time. I ask you tonight, where are you at tonight with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If he was to call you home tonight, do you know you'd go home? It is very serious. We're living in a special time, and it's so short. The window is narrowing every single day. And what you do with Jesus Christ is the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. My mama's 72, and she's laying at Hamilton Hospital. And when I walk in there, I think mama's still being about 40, you know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, I still see mom at that. And I'm like, Mom, you need to get up, Mary. Pop up, Mary. If you wanted to, you'd get better. Get up, Mary, mama. What I got to realize is she ain't where she used to be. She's 72 now. I'm going to ask you tonight one last time. For what is your life? Are you treating it like it's short and you ain't got much time? If you do, you'll respect it a lot more. I will, let me say that. And if I realize how short it is, how special it is, I will take this life that I live very, very serious. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, we love you and we thank you for this night. We thank you for the very, very many blessings of life. Lord, I thank you for the to know. They've not hid nothing back. They've not hid it. They've not sugarcoated it. They've laid it out there, Father. And I thank you for that tonight. And Lord, I pray right now for each and every one that's in this house. Lord, I pray that everyone in here, this room, is saved. But I pray if they're not, they'll get saved before it's eternally too late. Lord, I thank you that our life, it means something to you, that you sent Jesus to the cross of Calvary. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen.